talking. Ali's health became so bad she now has to use a wheelchair. She suffers from a heart condition, often has to take the bus from her Colchester home to hospital appointments. Now, life is challenging enough, but Ali says her local bus service, Arriva, is anything but helpful. She claims drivers are disrespectful of disabled passengers and often fail to lower the ramp for wheelchairs. We can speak to Ali now. Very good morning to you, Ali.
Good morning, Sadie.
So, Ali, tell us the problems you've faced on these buses.
Oh, well, where to begin? I don't like to use the Arriva service. If I can use the first bus service, I will do that. Because generally speaking, the Arriva service, they really don't have a clue as to how to provide equal access to their service to their disabled customers. In my case, it's wheelchair access that's an issue. I have to ask for the ramp to be lowered repeatedly to get onto the bus, and very often I'm challenged by the bus drivers as to whether or not they think I need a wheelchair ramp to be lowered. And there's an underlying assumption here, and I'm not just talking about individual drivers. This is the whole. This seems to be a problem of management, in that drivers seem to think that if it looks like the wheelchair can get onto the bus without the use of the ramp, they don't think the ramp should be lowered. Now, there is some kind of underlying problem with that assumption. That results in me having to repeatedly request to have the ramp lowered, which is extremely humiliating. And then if they lower the ramp, I get onto the bus. If they don't lower the ramp, I can't necessarily get onto the bus at all. If I do get onto the bus, that's a very painful process for me. I suffer with chronic pain. I shouldn't have to tell anybody that to have the ramp to be lowered for me. Getting off the bus, equally the same problem. If they do lower the ramp for me, then that can be a real faff. And I really do mean a faff. They lower the bus floor too low, and then the ramp can't be lowered properly. And then they'll go, oh dear. And then you're back to square one. And it just seems the most ridiculous process. It's humiliating, it's degrading, it's belittling, and it's ridiculous. It doesn't need to be like that. And I just do want to point out very quickly that I don't want to target individual drivers. This is not a failure of individual drivers. This is a failure of management and a failure of the management of Arriva to provide the proper training to the bus drivers, who I know have their own pressures and difficulties to deal with. And if there was the proper training provided, then this really wouldn't be a problem, and it really doesn't need to be a problem.
You say you prefer first bus. What's the difference? What do they do that you would like Arriva to do?
They will either lower the ramp without needing to be asked, which is the standard I would be looking for, when you've had a long route or you've had a difficult day and it's pouring down with rain and you don't necessarily want to get out of your cab and get wet to lower the ramp, you have days like that. Ask. If that would be the minimum standard I would be looking for. And I, 9 times out of 10, drivers don't even ask, they just do it.
Right, so you're saying it's down to training.
It's down to training. This is down to training and ethos and leadership.
But can you teach respect through training? I mean, isn't that something that you would just have as being one human being to another?
Well, I mean, obviously, we would, in an ideal world, we would like every single person to be perfect and every single person to treat each other perfectly and respectfully every single time. But human beings are what they are. They are messy and complicated, and they have bad days. And when you're doing a job of work, you're not a robot, you're a human being. And what you need is consistent leadership and a culture of equality of access towards all customers from the management of the company. And if you have that supporting you, then it's much easier to do your job. I can assure you, it is much easier to do your job if the management give you the right leadership and the right training and the right backup.
Well, we invited Arriva Buses on the programme this morning. We are unable to find a spokesman for us. The area manager, director, Glenn Shuttleworth, sent us a statement. I have contacted Miss Wilkin and offered to meet her to offer a personal apology, find out more about the incident she's reported and discuss how we can help her travel around the network more easily. All of our drivers receive disability awareness training, which focuses on how they can assist customers who may have difficulty using our services for any reason. Our drivers are expected to put that training into use whenever it's required and to maintain the highest professional standard towards all our customers at all times. In light of Miss Wilkin's complaint, we have reminded drivers of their responsibilities. We take all complaints of this nature very seriously, investigate them fully, and take appropriate action where we find it necessary. I'll be interested to see if that has helped. Carlton Mafflin is Regional Secretary of the Driver and General Union, which represents Arriva drivers here in Essex. You've been listening to Ali there, Carlton. Whose fault is this and why? Ali's learned this at the feet of the management and the training.
Well, good morning, Sally, first of all, and morning to Ali. And I am disappointed to hear about her experiences, especially in this day and age where people are expected to be so much more aware. But I do concur with her on her point about the training. I represent drivers right across London, as well as the home counties, including Essex, and indeed quite a few Arriva drivers as well. And there haven't been a lot, but there have been a few cases of disciplinary hearings held for complaints received by these companies about drivers not fulfilling their duties correctly in regard to the ramps. But what's clear is that the drivers are only really given that sort of education once they're in the disciplinary process. The sort of courses that the London bus drivers are sent on, and I have to say that's only really been recently in terms of courses such as Hello London. The ones outside them don't really focus, as they should, on the passengers that do have disabilities. And a lot left to the drivers' personal take on it. In other words, the rules are quite ambiguous. And I do think it's a shame, because once you're in the disciplinary process and you're trying to instruct a driver, the horse has already bolted. The person's been left stranded. And the problem is, people don't understand, say, the half of what responsibilities are placed upon bus drivers. I know that in every profession, you're going to get a few that, you know, should know better, and regardless of that, don't perform as they should. But in the main, most bus drivers do the job because they enjoy engaging with the public and they like to serve the public. But they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. And there are no real clear guidelines. If you ask any Arriva driver or any other bus driver outside of London what is expected of them when a situation such as Ali's described, you'll get a different answer every time. And this is the problem. You may recall the Supreme Court ruling at the beginning of the year. It was interesting there. I heard Ali mentioning she prefers to use first group. It was first group who were the subject of that Supreme Court ruling. And what happened as a result of making wheelchair people the priority? Well, a poster went up. In the garages, a poster went up. And a lot of the people never saw the poster or caught sight of the poster. Yeah. Now, you would think something as important as that, they would have taken time out to sit down with the drivers and really try and educate and inform them of why this is so essential and why it's so important. And it would certainly be doing us, from my side, Drivers and General Union, it would get a lot of the complaints down, which would mean we wouldn't be spending so much time in disciplinary proceedings. I do feel terribly sorry for all concerned in that. But management, Ali's quite right, management need to do more and take more responsibility. It's all well and good this person trotting out the usual diatribe about how we take this very seriously, we do that. That's not reflected in the conversations I'm having with drivers. They're not properly supported.
But also, it does need just a human being to look at another human being and recognise that they do need help, whether you've had training for that or not. You would hope that somebody, and I'm sure that most bus drivers would feel that way, and even if they've got people moaning at the back that, the bus is going to be late, it's going to be late on its journey. I mean, it's one human being helping another human being, which we don't, whatever training we're given. Carlton, thank you very much indeed. Carlton Mafflin, Regional Secretary of the Driver and General Union, which represents the Arriva drivers here in Essex. And also, thank you very much indeed for bringing this to our attention, Ali Wilkin. Over to you. Have you had problems trying to get on and off a bus? How was it for you? And maybe you're a driver and you'd like to tell me, crikey, Sadie, we get in such trouble if we're late it is a faff. It is a difficulty. 0300 200 40 41.